The Angels and the Rays on Tuesday from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. First batter of the game, Cameron Maben. He's about to greet Alex Cobb.
Cobb throws long drive to left field on its way, turning and looking Rasmus. It's gone, and the Cameron Maben domination of the Rays continues. One batter in, it's 1-0 Angels. And first pitch, another one deep to left field. They go back to back to begin the night. Mike Trout to about the same spot, maybe a section or two over that Maben just did. Trout with a home run, it's 2-0 Angels. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Shoemaker just chewed up Tim Beckham. Shoemaker winds and throws, swing and a miss. Down to the chase that time down.
And here's Colby. And the first pitch from Shoemaker on its way, and he swings and drives one. Deep to right field, Calhoun going back to the wall, jumps up, and it is off the top of the wall. Here comes Morris in the third. He's going to get the stop sign, and it's going to be a top of the wall single for Colby Rasmus. We have the bases loaded with one out.
Morrison doubled with one out. Beckham walked. Rasmus a single off the top of the wall. They lead the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string, and Derek Norris goes down on strikes. And the Rays leave them loaded.
The Rays could never recover after giving up home runs on back-to-back pitches in the top of the first as Kevin Cash's troops fell to the Angels by a 4-0 score. Here is the Tampa Bay manager on the setback to L.A.
Well, the bats have kind of gone quiet here the last 2 days, but this team can hit. We're a good team. We'll get out of this, and wouldn't be surprised if we really turn it on tomorrow night. Two pitchers, give them credit. They mixed. Yesterday it was a slider. Today it looked like a split that Shoemaker was throwing that just kept us off balance quite a bit. A lot of soft contact, but we can hit. We know we can hit, and we will hit. So on the pitching side, Alex, he was phenomenal. I mean, he gives up two solo home runs real quick within five or six pitches, whatever it was, and then kicked it in gear and just gave us every opportunity to come back. We just couldn't. But just really, really impressed with the way Alex has been for, it seems like, five, six, whatever starts this last month or month and a half.
What did you like about the way he was able to bounce back after that first inning and the adjustments he made?
Well, probably as much as anybody. Alex has been around enough. His veteran approach, two home runs is not going to bother him in the first inning. I mean, obviously he's probably going to get irritated by it, but it's not going to alter what he's going to do to attack lineups, and it doesn't phase him to the point where he's the type of guy that would just crumble out there and, let it continue to bleed. He just stopped everything and limited a team that is swinging pretty good right now to not much damage.
It's been such a big pitch for him, but what is it about his curveball that's just been so effective?
He just creates so much depth with it. I mean, you see, a lot of curveballs, it looks like, they pop out of hand and hitters recognize it. It looks like his is coming in kind of like an up fastball or something and just bottoms out for in the zone, and then he's able to bury it. But he's got a really good feel for it right now.
Kevin, in the seventh, the ball that Colby Rasmus hit, it looked like it was going to go out. Sometimes there's going to be nights where things don't bounce your way, but in what ways maybe did that change some of the momentum?
Well, it didn't change it right then. I mean, their reliever came in, Petit, and made two big, a couple pitches to two hitters to limit us right there. But that was a little unfortunate. Look, off the bat, I thought Colby had got it. We've seen him take that similar swing here a couple times now, and the ball ends up in the seat. It was a fastball away that he hit off the end of the bat. Just didn't quite get it too clean.
You weren't thinking about pinch hitting Sucre for Norris at that point, were you?
No.
Kevin, you think your offense, because of the reliance on the homers and the heavy strikeout walk thing, is kind of prone to having these kind of dips like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. We're going to have some quiet nights, and we're going to run into some pitchers that are gonna cause some issues and blank us, but we got to find a way to limit those. There's a lot of good pitchers in this league, but this lineup can hit, and I think they've proven that here in the first close to 2 months now. I don't think you can change your thought process after two quiet days.
Obviously, at least getting a ball in play in the seventh rather than the strikeouts.
Yeah. move the ball. You know, we've talked about that. And, but and the guy made some good pitches. It looked like Souza had a couple pitches to hit. Dino missed a 2-0 fastball. So, you know, we got ourselves in some situations to get some pitches. We just weren't able to capitalize tonight, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
After that rough start in the first inning, Alex Cobb really settled in as he pitched into the eighth inning, giving up 4 runs, but took the loss as the Rays fell to the Angels 4-0. Here is Cobb speaking about his performance on Tuesday night.
It's just kind of the necessity of it, I guess, right now, and being able to locate the fastball and then going in and out of the zone with it. It's been very helpful for me in a lot of different situations, but you know, need to get going on the third pitch.
What did you like about the way you were able to bounce right back in the game after the first inning?
You know, like that, I was able to get some distance in the game. It's kind of difficult to go out there in the first and really put your team behind that quickly, but you know, definitely happy with the ability to get some quick outs and work into the eighth.
Not the outcome you wanted, but certainly another big, successful outing for you. So what do you take from this going forward?
I don't know. This one's difficult for me. It's been one of the more frustrating games when I've left, but I'm sure tomorrow I'll be able to see some positives.
Why is that?
We lost the ball game. Got beat without being aggressive early on, and you know, later in the game, just some unfortunate guys I put on poorly with a uncompetitive pitch to Trout, and then you know, I left the fastball up a little bit to Pujols, and he was able to, you know, find a hole, and then you know, obviously losing the ball game's never easy to swallow.
The first 5 pitches, you know, you're down 2-0. Is that kind of a shock to the system?
Yeah. I mean, it's not fun to do that. Really made me take a second to figure it out, you know. Just going back and looking at it, it's just fastballs right over the middle of the plate, and it's something I'm not I don't have the stuff to be able to get away with something like that.
What about the change today? How many of those did you use, and how did that feel?
I threw a couple of them. They're getting there. I don't know much else to say about that pitch. You know, it'll be there. When it is, you'll know.
Of course, it seems like you're talking more about how you pitched the game instead of how you felt in the game, and that is progress, isn't it?
I don't know. This is probably my 10th start. Been basically the same story after every single one. The way I've gone about it, I'm able to go out there and compete with what I've got, but you know, it's definitely going to be a lot easier when I get everything ironed out.
Orozco Ramirez takes the mound on Wednesday as he battles Ricky Nolasco.